far? How things going?
Things are going well. You know, we're into our second week here, and I know guys are a little tired and the legs are getting a little heavy, but we're finding a way to finish. We're finishing practice strong. We're starting fast, so just keep putting our head down and chopping away day by day, you know, period by period.
Kind of different kind of look offensive line in front of you. What have you seen from that group and kind of the mixing and matching?
They've been doing a great job. You know, they're definitely, you know, they're going to have a little time to gel together, but so far they're doing a great job handling all the fronts that our defense gives us. We'll see a lot of fronts from them that we won't see during the regular season. And it's good work for us, and it's good for the offensive line to just kind of get out here and gel together and kind of know what each other are attempting to do.
Alex talked a little bit yesterday about this being year two of this offense, and you guys could carry some momentum, hopefully, into this year. Do you feel that that's the case, that last year maybe offensive was kind of a jumping off point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this year we're a lot further along when it wasn't starting from square one during OTAs. You know, we started from the basics, but then we can move a lot quicker, understanding our schemes and understanding what they want of us. And camp so far is definitely a little easier, just because we're not, you know, you're not in the playbook going, oh my God, what is going on every single day. You know, you're taking steps forward in a quicker pace now than we were last year.
The wide receivers talk about, especially the young guys, talk about how the thing that makes it slow for them is they have to know every position as they learn the playbook. They just don't know theirs, they know them all. Is that the same thing at fullback?
Yeah. I mean, Coach, you know, he does a great job of putting any player in any situation. So, you know, he always tells us that. He always says, you know, it's not just – you don't just learn one position, you learn it all, because we can mix and match you guys wherever you want to go. So he does a great job installing plays and having everyone understand what we need to do. And those young receivers have been doing a great job. You know, you watch them at practice, they've been stepping up and stepping up big for us.
What kind of confidence does that provide a player like you when you can see the whole picture, not just the little picture of what you're supposed to do?
You play a lot faster when you know what you're doing. And that's the biggest thing. You don't want to think too much, because then you slow down. You want to know what you're doing and execute to a very high level.
Do you take pride in Jamal's numbers?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you get like some kind of like some of that on your resume?
I mean, he's one of the greatest running backs in the game right now, and I think it's just a awesome experience to be with him and watch him work on a day-to-day basis. He's got one of the greatest work ethics around, and he comes in day in, day out. Doesn't matter if he's $8 million, $1 million, he comes in and works every single day to the best, to everything he's got left in him.
Good chance to go head-to-head against the defense a few times now, full pads. And Tama was just up here and talked about Josh Martin a lot. And what have you seen from him?
He got a lot bigger, and he's playing a lot faster. It's just like I said, you know, when you don't have to think so much, you play a lot faster. And you can definitely see, you know, Coach Rubin did a great job this offseason with the workout program, and Coach Reed, you know, gave him his time in the weight room, and we really worked as a unit and tried to get better, and it's definitely looking like Josh took full advantage of that.